From the Frost Museum on the campus of Florida International University in Miami, I'm Marva Hinton. The artist Orestes de la Paz has an unusual performance art piece on display here. Last year, Orestes decided to have liposuction surgery. He lost about 3 liters of fat. Well, sort of. He actually kept the body fat and used it to make soap. Orestes is a recent graduate of FIU with a degree in art, and this was his senior thesis. The exhibition is called Making Soap. Orestes, how did you come up with the idea to actually make soap from your own body fat?
Originally, I was going in for a surgery for another procedure, and the pre-surgery consultant had asked me to write a list of questions that I had for the doctor. Something that I asked him was, well, can I do a video of the surgery and can I keep some of the fat? The surgery consultant actually went and got the doctor, and the doctor said, no problem, you know. And I was surprised, and I was like, all right, let's make it happen. He goes, but you have to turn it into something else or do something with it because it'll go bad. The first thought that came to mind was to make soap. As a performance artist, I wanted to really use my life as a document of my work.
Can you describe the various parts of this exhibit?
There is a video element that has all the documentation from the surgery that I had through the soap making process and then applying that same soap in a shower scene afterwards. Then there are 20 bars of soap on display in what you can call a spa-like environment with some stones and wood and towels. And then the third portion of the piece was done during the reception, and it was a performance in which you can try the soap very much like you would at a cosmetic store and see the scent and touch it and interact with basically the artwork, what you can't do in a museum.
What was the reaction to that? Were people squeamish about it, or did they treat it like any other soap?
Those that came directly to the gallery, saw the work, and then went downstairs and tried the soap, treated the soap with a bit more reverence than you would actually treat it, because it had what they know now to be as human elements to it. But those that went downstairs first, tried the soap, they knew what was in it, but then they washed their hands with it, were more rigorous, they were just enjoying it for the sake of soap. Then they went upstairs and then came back downstairs again, and some of them actually washed their hands again to really enjoy that experience.
Do you think you would have had the liposuction if it were not for this project?
I would not have had the liposuction. The prospect of being able to turn something that everyone commonly regards to negatively ends up becoming something so positive, I really couldn't stray away from the idea of it.
Okay, Orestes, I just have to ask this. Now, you are a recent graduate, and liposuction is not an inexpensive surgery. How did you afford it?
Well, as a student, I also have my actual career as a hairstylist and makeup artist, which I started 5 years before I came back to FIU. When I came back, I wanted to make sure that I left with no debt. So I've been working my way through school, and I've been paying it off by myself. So I figured I would take out a loan for this one and then pay it off over the next year.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to come out here and talk to me about your project.
No problem. This is really exciting, so thank you.
Making Soap, an exhibition by recent FIU grad Orestes de la Paz, will be on display here at the Frost Museum in Miami through Sunday. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.